Maintenance agreements, structuring and pricing them, how to build a maintenance agreement that's profitable and genuinely valuable, what to include, how to price the visits and member perks, and why recurring agreements are the backbone of a stable small shop. From the Launch My HVAC knowledge base, what it is. A maintenance agreement is a recurring deal where the customer pays annually or monthly for scheduled tune-ups plus some member benefits, and you get predictable revenue and a locked-in relationship. For a small shop, a healthy book of agreements is the difference between feast or famine and a stable business, because it fills your slow seasons and turns one-time callers into long-term customers. The trick is structuring it so it's profitable for you and real value for them, not a hollow membership that's all perks and no substance. This article is how to build one that works for both sides. How it works? The agreement does three jobs at once. For the customer, it keeps their equipment running well, catches problems early, and often gives them priority and discounts. For you, it produces recurring revenue, fills the shoulder season spring AC tune-ups, fall heat checks when calls are slow, and creates a relationship so you get the call when something breaks or needs replacing, not a competitor. That last part is the real prize. Agreement holders are your repeat and replace pipeline. It only works if it's priced right. The plan has to cover the cost of the visits, your true hourly cost times the real time a proper tune-up takes, times the number of visits plus the cost of the perks you promise, with margin. If you price it as a loss leader and the discounts bleed you, a big agreement book can actually lose money. Price it as a real, profitable product and it becomes the most valuable asset in the business. In the field, decide what's in it. A typical agreement includes one or two scheduled maintenance visits a year, commonly a cooling tune-up in spring and a heating check in fall, plus member benefits, priority scheduling, a discount on repairs, a waived or reduced diagnostic fee, and sometimes no after-hours premium. Spell out exactly what a tune-up includes so it's a real inspection, not a wipe-down. Price the visits at real cost. Figure the actual time a proper maintenance visit takes times your true hourly cost. Multiply by the number of visits. Add the cost of the perks, the repair discount and waived fees are real giveaways. Count them, and add margin. That's your floor. A plan priced below that is a subscription to lose money. Choose annual or monthly billing. Annual is simpler and gets you paid up front. Monthly, a membership model lowers the entry barrier, smooths your cash flow, and tends to retain better because customers don't face an annual renewal sticker shock decision. They just keep going. Many shops have moved to monthly for exactly that retention. Sell it on value and timing. The best moment to offer an agreement is right after you've done great work and the customer trusts you, at the end of a repair or a first tune-up. Frame it honestly. Regular maintenance keeps the system healthy and efficient, catches small problems before they're big ones, and gets them priority and savings. Don't oversell, it'll never break. Say it reduces surprises and protects their investment. Honor it and track it. Schedule the visits proactively, you call them, not the other way around. Keep records of what you found and actually deliver the perks. An agreement you forget to service is a refund waiting to happen and a customer you'll lose. Normal values and targets. Build the price from cost up, not market down. Visit time times true hourly cost times number of visits plus cost of perks plus margin. If a local going rate for a plan is below your real cost to deliver it, the going rate is a loss. Don't match it. Count the perks as real costs. A repair discount and waived diagnostics are money you're giving back. They have to be inside the plan price or your margin pays for them. Recurring revenue stabilizes the slow season. The main strategic payoff is filling spring and fall when service calls dip. Even at modest per plan margin, a full book smooths your year. Retention is the long game. An agreement holder who stays for years is worth far more than the plan price. They're your repeat repairs and your eventual replacement sale. Price and service the plan to keep them. Common faults and what they mean. Big agreement book, thin or negative profit. The plan was priced as a loss leader and the perks bled it. Reprice from cost up. Customers feel the tune-up is worthless. The maintenance was a quick wipe down, not a real inspection. Define and deliver substantive visits. Agreements lapse and customers leave. You waited for them to call to schedule. Proactive scheduling is the shop's job, and monthly billing retains better than annual renewals. Forgotten visits, refund requests, no tracking system. You sold a service you didn't deliver, which is the fastest way to lose trust and money. Plan doesn't drive repairs or replacements. You're not leveraging the relationship. The agreement is your warm pipeline. Use the visits to honestly flag aging equipment. Tech tips and gotchas. The real value of an agreement is the relationship, not the tune-up revenue. The plan itself might be modestly profitable, but the customer who trusts you and calls you first for every repair and the eventual replacement is worth many times the plan price. Price the plan to be at least self-sustaining and treat the relationship as the actual asset. Count your perks as costs, because they are a repair discount, a wave diagnostic, no after-hours premium. Those are real dollars you're handing back, and they have to live inside the plan price. Shops that throw in perks without pricing them end up with an agreement book that quietly loses margin. Monthly billing usually beats annual for retention. An annual renewal is a yearly decision point where customers can drop off. A monthly membership just continues, smooths your cash flow, and lowers the entry price for new signups. If churn is a problem, the billing model is often the cause. You schedule the visits. Don't wait on the customer. The agreements that lapse are usually the ones where the shop waited for the homeowner to call and book. Proactive scheduling, you reach out each season, both delivers the value you promised and creates the touch point that keeps the relationship alive. A maintenance visit is an honest inspection, not a sales trap. The tune-up is your chance to genuinely assess the system and flag real issues. A weak capacitor, a dirty coil, an aging unit. Report what's actually there. Truthfully, the credibility you build by not manufacturing problems is exactly what makes the agreement holder trust your eventual replacement recommendation.